This program is uncut. It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Happy New Year. Very sad news to find out the other day that MF Doom had passed away. So it's only right to pay homage to the man, and I'm not only gonna play music from all of his albums, but gonna be playing some pieces of interviews, whether it's him talking or artists speaking about him. But yeah, so it's gonna be like a collage of things, interview track, or interlude track, however it may be. So you're gonna hear tracks from all his solo albums, so Operation Doomsday, Food, Vaudeville Villain, Venomous Villain, The Mouse and the Mask, Mad Villainy with Madlib, Born Like This, and so hope you enjoy the show. Rest in peace, MF Doom. All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM. Peace.
Greetings. You're here with the super villain. I'm here with you. Doing this interview for Addiction, and I'll let you guys know a little bit about myself. What has your journey been to get you to this point? My journey to get me to this point was a long journey, I have to say. 20 years in the business, 40 some odd years on the planet. Started when I was born, my journey, and a little bit of school, a little bit of, I had five siblings, so it was fun growing up, and I'm the oldest, so, it was a typical family kind of situation. Always loved music. There's not much more I could say in that regard. I mean, I could go more in depth, but basically, I was always a go-getter, get busy, ever since a youth. Like, whatever I'm interested in, I'm gonna go do that. I'm gonna test it out. I'm gonna see what it's like. I'm gonna master it. I kept my focus on things that I like, though, things that are more, here and there I might have made a bad choice, but I kept my focus on things that I really like to do. Music is one of them, and I'm still doing it to this day, 40 years later. Oh yeah, the next card, right? I'm like, that's it, easy. What are your top five picks for getting on top and staying on top? Interesting question. It depends on who you talking about. That's on top of what or who, I'm like this. I haven't yet reached the top. The top seems like, that's the goal everybody seems to be reaching for. It's a goal, though, that is really outside of my reach, I would say. I'm constantly striving for perfection. So what I'm doing is constantly elevating and educating myself in a way that, all right, I'm better than I was the previous day. That could go on forever. There's really gonna not ever be a top. I don't think I'll do it in this lifetime. So to get into the top, staying on top, I don't really have an answer, direct answer for that. Besides, my experience. Share your top words of wisdom, proverbs, philosophies that help guide you through life. I guess you being me, you know, right? All right. That's a good question. Well, a wise man once said, do you. And that's what he told me. The nigga said, you know what I'm saying? Nigga like, you know what I mean? Yo, do you. And I'm like, do you? What the, you know, I mean, I knew what he meant. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grasp what he said till maybe a year later. You know, like that was like the wisest statement I heard out of any book or anything I ever read or anything that could, you know, it's a lot of wise statements, but just off the top, do you. Be yourself, and that's the best thing you could do for anything that surrounds you. Anytime you try to copy something or maybe be, you're not being genuine to yourself. So when he said do you, as simple as it is, off the top, that's the wisest statement on a philosophical proverb that I could think of. Off the top. Give me a couple of minutes, I'll probably come with two more, but who inspires you, your attitude, your style, and why? It's another good question. Short question, but a good question. I would say off the top, I'm going with my first answers here, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting caught off guard with these questions, so I'm just hitting you to the head with the real. Who inspires me? Man, to my style and why? I would say if it had to be an individual, if we was to look at people as individuals, I would say me is who inspires me. My style or, you know, attitude. You know, I try to stay neutral on the attitude tip, not leaning either way, you know. But my style is inspired by myself. Other than that, if it was somebody outside of myself, I would say my children. I have 5 beautiful children, you know, ranging from the ages of, I think he's 8 months now, to my oldest, who is 11 years old. So all of them collectively inspire me after me, that those are the next individuals that I see inspiring me every day. You know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. She's beautiful. Her name is Barry. And she's, you know, what you would say is, they say it's like she has CP, you know, what they call cerebral palsy. But it's like, it's something that they use another way of phrasing it that sounds weird. It's probably why I can't remember it. But certain things that she'll say to me in the morning time when I wake up, she'll check on me. You know, and that really, really inspires me for that day. She said, you could do it all, Dad, and she'll say something. She's like a tomboy kind of, like, you know. And, you know, she inspires me. My young other daughter under her, she's 6, Ninti, and, you know, all of them inspire me outside of me. But I see them all as a collective. So tell us 5 things that we don't know about you. All right. 5 things that you guys don't know about me. You don't know me at all anyway, that's one. If you do, then all right, I'll take that one back. Number 2 would be, well, I drink water every day. Most people may not think, you know, rap guy, he drinks liquor in the morning, you know. I drink water every day. I try to make sure I drink at least a liter of water every day. Another thing is, I love flowers, I love plants, flora, things, you know, trees, things that are of nature, you know. I always keep flowers in my laboratory when I'm working, just to keep the energy in a certain pattern, you know, like balance. All right, another thing that nobody knows about me. Oh man, I gotta, I like, it's like, I gotta, certain ones I gotta stop myself because I don't want you to even know because you don't know it. So why would I tell you? That ruins it, especially for the dude who's about to get caught out there. Damn. All right, let me see. I love purple. The color purple is my color. You don't know about me. I got a mean right and an ill left follow up. So you gotta be careful. You might not know that about me, or, you know, in general, it might be obscure, kind of like you wouldn't think that. Watch out for the left. That's the main part. I love life. I mean, is that five things? That's the fifth one. I love life. Which track or songs or song or musical compilation inspires you and why? Which tracks, songs, music, what inspires me musically for musical compilations and why? If I had to say, you know, it's so many different angles I could go with this answer. There's so many different answers that I have that, you know, from so many different eras and whatnot. But the first one that comes to mind in that split microsecond would have to be John Coltrane, My Favorite Things, the compilation that had the original version that they did live somewhere in, I think it was Paris, I think they did it. And they got the first time they did it, it was a classic record. First time they did it, they got a mixed reviews, people in the crowd kind of like, oh. They're used to him doing other things, you know. I think it was, it's not my favorite things, it was A Love Supreme. That's what it is. The Love Supreme compilation where he did it in Paris, and they have multiple versions on that, I have a small compilation of all the versions that he did. The live one, the one they did for the record, another version. They did two nights at that particular venue, and you get to hear the transition. They kept it the same, really, basically. They rocked on, you know what I mean? And then, you know, as we know now, it's a classic record, but the public at first took it, they seemed like they didn't know how to react to it, like it was over their head or something, you know what I mean? So that's one of my favorite ones, is to see that transition. Yeah, and the reason why is, like I say, it's something that's classic now that they slept on before. So I say it's one of the oldest examples I can think about in the timeline. What was your best wow from a track? Wow meaning, say again? It's like, I got you. I know. I'm playing it. I like hearing your voice. All right. What's my best word of wisdom from a track? From a track meaning a song, I'm guessing, right? It would mean a song music-wise, a lyric in a song. A word of wisdom from a lyric in a song, I would say, in my opinion, shut the fuck up. At some point, shut the fuck up is the best words of wisdom that really, it was said, I forget what record, but somebody said that shit, shut the fuck up. Multiple people probably said it in multiple genres, right? Now, I know, the terminology, it's kind of like, excuse my French, but shut the F up, right? It's very important. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I say that is, you know, you got two ears, one mouth, two nostrils, you know, breathe, you know what I'm saying? Breathe and listen more than you motherfucking talk. To talk shit, you talk all goddamn time, shit like that, you're not even breathing that much. You talking more than you breathing and listening. So sit the fuck up is just the That, you know, you might have to edit that one out or beep it or something, but just coming from the heart, that's the best, the lyric, that, you know, the track, you know what I'm saying? Like, the, you know, maybe it's a future track, I'm gonna write that shit. If it ain't out yet, I'm gonna write that one. I got another one called Field Balls, but I don't know if it kind of encapsulates the whole thing. It's basically the same thing. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. Field Balls. Ballskin. Refer to Born Like This, scroll number 3. What would you recommend others read and why? What book would you recommend others read and why? Okay, I got a couple of different, you know, I'm a reader and I read all types of different topics. I would say, there's a book I'm reading presently. That's why it's the freshest in my mind, so this happens to be up front. It's a book called Why Darkness Matters. Why Darkness Matters. And at first the title was a little misnomer. It might sound like something spooky or, you know, eerie or why darkness. That's just something to throw you off. You know what I'm saying? Darkness refers to melanin. It's something that all human beings have in their body. It's a substance that's produced by the body and is produced in the brain mostly. And, you know, regardless if you're black, white, Chinese, everybody possesses melanin. Now the book is written by, it's a compilation of writers, Dr. T. Owens Moore, Richard, I forget his brother's name. Dr. Richard King, and there's another sister that whose name is in the credit. I forget offhand. But the whole book is about why this dark material that exists in everybody's physiology, why does it matter and what does it do? It's talked about minimally in the medical society, and as far as the public knows little about it. You hear melanin, and you think, oh, it's black people think, oh, melanin is a very, very, the substance itself is very multi, it adapts to any situation and anything, and exists in the brain, the part of the brain called the substantia nigra, neither here nor there, but it exists in the brain in parts where it enhances how you think. So, you know, I'm halfway through the book, but that's a book that I would say, that's why I read it. This is very important to all human beings, that information. You know, what's the craziest thing you've done to pursue your dreams? I guess I should read this to myself before I read it out loud. Because now I'm like, okay, I'm trapped into the question. All right, what's the craziest thing you've done to pursue your dreams? It's hard to answer that question. Reason being, I never was a pursue your dream type of individual per se. I'm like a go get it, like just do it. You can skip the dream, like to me, I skip the dream part, just go. Think about it, do it, you know what I'm saying? So the craziest thing I had to ever do to go get it, I mean, that ranges. And it varies, and you know, as time passes, it doesn't seem as crazy, or it may seem more crazy. So, I don't know. Every time I go, every time I set my mind to do something, I would say, anytime I set my mind on a goal, whatever it is that's in the way, that's within moral and ethical, like, like reasoning, I stay at it and go at it. So it's like straight shot. The straight line being the path of the righteous, which I would, it translates, in Arabic, it's Siratul Mustaqim, the Sarat, they call it. The filament is the path. They say it's the Siratul Mustaqim, the path of the righteous. It's not easy to balance on that string, though. It's a lot of discipline involved and, you know, morals, ethics. But if you keep within that path, you'll hit your goal. That's the most direct path to any goal or so-called dream that you could ever have. Your goal should be a dream. I can see the lining of the question. Your goal should be a dream. You know, it's the best way I can answer that one. What are your coping strategies for when things are not going quite so well? And do you have any relaxing techniques that help you find balance? Balance and techniques was the kind of relaxation with techniques is the tricky part. But I get it. I get the question. Well, quiet time is usually the best remedy. I try to, you know, when I feel like things might not be going as planned or, you know, I mean, there's always a bigger plan. Sometimes we don't know what the next play is. We don't know what the next card is. And it's unfolding before us, and sometimes we walk into that, and that was the best plan. You know, actually, all the time, that's how it goes. So when I perceive that things might not be going so well, I remember that. I remember that there's a grand plan, for one, that I don't know about. And there's parts of this that I'm just walking through, and I'm doing my part, and there's other beings doing their part, and there's ancestors that are there that are they're doing their part. So I'm in a physical body. I can only notice what my eyes, my ears, and my five senses could detect. So, you know, I try to just be silent and be quiet and sit down somewhere. I tell my daughters the same thing. It's nap time. So when they start getting rowdy and, you know, they get like, and they crying and it's nap time. Take a nap. Only 10 minutes. They don't know about how to count 10 minutes yet. Only 10 minutes, okay. But that little break is necessary. You know, being that we're a human, you know, there's a lot of stress on our hands. Things are distracting. They can tend to take it somewhere more square. So just breathing and just taking a break from everything and sitting down, quiet time. You know, which reminds me, as I think about my daughters, it's the word I was thinking about. It was, they call it, now I forget again. Special needs. That's what it is. They call it, now I gotta make a point right here. They call certain children special needs children. It always behooves me why they call them special needs. I'm like, okay, all children are special needs children. Like, okay, so some children, they can be a little more like lackadaisical or what you do for them. Like, but if this nigga is, you know, in case of my daughter, right? Yeah, she's special needs, but she still gotta do her chores. She still gotta, you know, and she still gotta make her bed in the morning time. You know what I'm saying? A special need, maybe, she do everything herself. So when beings come to this terrestrial plane, you know, we all come here as a brand new being. We're all babies born. We don't really know where we are. And we have, you know, some kind of guidance, whether it's your parents or whoever you were born into the guidance of, and you learn and you grow and then you figure it out. So you always would need help. So all children are special needs children. That's why I wanted to make that point. The next question is, what's going on with you at the moment and what's in the pipeline? All right, you know, I'm constantly working. It's a never-ending battle, you know what I'm saying, going on and on and, you know, unfolding, you know. So it's so numerous, you know, it's albums upon albums. It depends when you hear this recording. I mean, I just finished the EP I was working on. Well, actually, it's an album at this point. Bishop Nuru, young fella, good head on his shoulders, you know what I'm saying? A very, very talented MC. You know, and You know, that's wrapped up pretty good. It came out really, 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 really well. And, you know, to me, it's one of my favorite records to this date. That I, out of all the records that I did or heard, you know, right now, it's the freshest, newest one. So, tends to be, when you do a good record, it tends to be the favorite, right? Down the pipeline, there's something that's been in the pipeline for a while. But like I say, by the time you guys hear this interview, Mad Villain would already came out, it's done already. It's up to the label when they put it out. You know, that's like, you know, little like, you know, label stuff that sometimes causes a delay before the populace actually can hear the record. Then there's the Doom Starks record I'm doing with the great Tony Starks, Ghostface Killah, Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I'm saying? My Wu brothers, big up. And that's again in the pipeline. It's been in the works for a while. It's basically done. It's just, you know, the business side of it sometimes makes things take longer, delayed reaction. And it's, you know, unlimited. I mean, I'm working on the next Doom record, a bunch of instrumental records. I'm working on, I'm working with this brother, Joey Badass. You might have got to beep his name out. I'm not supposed to be sick. Is ass a word that you can't say? Like, well, isn't a nigga name, so is nigga a word you can say when you say? Oh man, we get it. But Joey Badass, you know what I'm talking about? I'm producing his EP. It's in the works right now, just starting out, but by the time you hear it, it'll be done. You know what I mean? These young cats is go-getters, and I'm very, very impressed with the younger, brothers that's coming up in the game. They know how to do it. You know, I can sense that. And I'm glad that there's a generation right under us, or like really with us. You know, really my oldest son's age. My oldest son is 22, actually. So these guys are my oldest son's age. I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud of my son too. He don't rhyme or nothing, you know what I'm saying? He's skateboard. He like a, you know, that's what he do. He's very good at it. I see the same energy in these cats that I work with.
Mic check.
It's an intricate plot of a B-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped. Then release a statement to the press. Let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist, claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF, you silly? I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. That's an audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back. Came in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went, that's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Duma lay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? I wrote this one in BCDCO section. If you don't believe me, go get bagged and checked in. Cell number 17, I'm under the top bunk. I say this not to be mean, was bad luck, a pop junk. Pop the trunk on C-Cyberpunk, leave him left scraped. God forbid, if ain't no escape, blame MF tape. Definition super villain, a killer who loved children. One who is well skilled in destruction as well as building. My city seller teaches the trife to be trifer. I'm trading science fiction with my man, a live lifer. A pie pipe, a holler, a rhyme, a dollar and a dime. Do a sting, ring around the white collar crime. Get out my face, asking about my case, need toothpaste. Professor Mint, monkey style nigga to death to death. And dope fiends still in their teens. Shook niggas turn witness. Real men's mind their own business. That's the difference between sissy pissy rappers is double dutch. How come I hold a microphone double clutch? COs make rounds, never have ox found. On shakedown, lockdown, wet dreams of Fox Brown. On doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say. Right above my government, Duma lay. Either unmarked or engraved, hey, who's to say? Doomsday, ever since the wound till I'm back to the essence. Read it off the tomb. Either is an engraved or unmarked grave, who's to say? Pass the mic like Pastor P's, like they used to say. Some MFers don't like how Sally walk. I tell y'all fools is hella cool, her ladies from Cali talk. Never let it interfere with the Yeti ghetto slang. Nicknames off nipple and tip of nipples, metal fang. Known amongst hoes for the bang bang. Known amongst foes for flow without no talking orangutans. Only gin and tang, guzzle out a rusty tin can. Me and this mic is like yin and yang. Clang, crime don't pay. Listen, you, it's like me holding up the line at the kissing booth. I took her back to the truck, she was uncouth. Spitting all out the sunroof, through her missing tooth. But then she has a sexy voice, sound like Jazzy Joyce. So I turned it up faster than a speeding knife. Strong enough to please a wife. Able to drop today's math in the 48 keys of life. Cut the crap for his rap. Touch the mic and get the same thing an A-Rab would do to you for stealing. What the devil, he's on another level. It's a word, no a name, MF, the super villain. Yeah. Doomsday. Yeah.
A new album out, just dropped a couple of days ago. You know, it's called Food, for those that don't know, on Ramshaz Entertainment. You know, typical stuff you could expect from a villain. Beats and rhymes, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of humor. I don't want to spoil it. Y'all go check it out, and you know, we'll definitely be satisfied, you know what I'm saying?
Right on. If you are the super villain, who's your nemesis? Who's the superhero?
The superhero, there's various different superheroes out there, you know what I mean? But I wouldn't necessarily call them my nemesis. They're just the antithesis of Doom, you know what I mean? So, you know, I could, you know, maybe I get along with him. It's not necessarily like he's my enemy. He's just him, the hero. And the hero could vary. It's whoever is playing that role, you know what I'm saying? The cool guy, the one with the chain, the one with the fancy car. I guess he would be the hero, you know what I'm saying? Well, we the villain, you know what I mean?
There's, you know, I'm personally, I make beats, this guy makes beats, you know, a lot of people who watch the show mess around. Mm-hmm. You want to, like, talk a little bit about what you use for those who don't know, or, like, what you're hitting on? What's your favorite piece is, if they don't know?
Yeah, yo, it varies. It's like, once I use one piece, master it, you know, I'll go on to the next one. All of them are definitely useful. We started out, HR-16, is that what it is? The Alessis machine. They got the drum machine, but they got the sequencer that you get with it.
Yeah,
the drum sounds in that bad boy is crazy. It's like the first machine where you could change the tunes. The digital drum machine, you could change the tune. Not the first, but the amount of drum sounds they had in that machine was crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. The ways you could tweak them. So we started with that on a sampling tip. FZ-1, FZ-10 was the rack mount version of that. Good sample. It had different filters and whatnot in there that was real, real nice and user-friendly. We had that sequenced by the MPC 60 at first. That's why I got into all my Akai machines. Joyce is crazy with the sequencing capabilities of all the Akai machines level. You know what I mean? Then we graduated, of course, to the 3000 and the 2000 and 2000 XL. Went through all of those. Right now, I'd say my favorite, my baby. I got put onto this joint by Madlib and JD and them. What you call it, the 303, SP-303, 300-hour machine,
light as a motherfucking, probably light as this microphone. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's a real ill machine. 32 minutes of sampling time in there. Real clean sound, but it's still rough and raw. The way you get a gate or like loop real easy on there, real, like three knobs just to use, real simple. Stripped down of all the bullshit. This way I get a good live feel. Anything I want to do live, I capture that live feel. I don't even use the sequencer on there. You know what I mean? Yep.
All right. Like when your fans listen to your stuff, you know, they hear something different, definitely. You know, I don't know if you want to put labels on it. You know, people say like it's mainstream, underground, you know, commercial, whatever, independent. Like, what kind of experiences have you had that kind of like led you to kind of follow that route? Like,
well, I don't know. It's like really just something. I really just do the music, you know what I'm saying? And keep it pure from the heart, you know what I mean? I guess it depends on how much money it's making, whether it gets categorized as underground or mainstream, you know. At this point, it's just you know, we'll just keep it raw. And right now, it's categorized as underground, but I'm sure as it picks up, it's going to pass that line, that 500,000 mark or whatever it is, and it'll be considered mainstream. Like when Biggie first came out, it was straight underground, party and bullshit. I remember hearing that shit on nothing but underground stations, you know what I'm saying? We'll never hear that shit on radio. But then he kept his style really rugged, same way he had it. But then somewhere along the line, he passed into mainstream. So it's all gonna matter how many records you sell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's raw, it's raw. You know what I mean?
All right, so what really happened in the lab that day?
In the lab that day? Yeah, man, it's hard to really explain it, you know, on TV and all that, but...
Nah, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Chill.
All right.
That's discreet.
I can't disclose. On that note, my time is up. I gotta go. So...
It's the beat. Hear it in his sleep sometimes. Blare it in your Jeep so your peoples can stare at them rhymes. Real rhymes, not your everyday hologram. Even when ribs was touching, never swallowed the ham. You'd rather eat a sand sandwich salad. It might need salt like your man's bland ballad. A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell yous. Blues on L juice, snooze all hell loose. Rake it, take it like the good, the bad, the ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy, leather flossy, fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she told me daddy funk me. I'm like any who's seeds walking all out in the street without any shoes. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey pox. Instead she wanna hit a beatbox. Take pills and make fake krills that sheetrock. Sing it, bring it back to your laboratory. While he's in his oratory, glorious like a horror story. The mask is like Jason. They told the place not to let the basket type case in. He could be some kind of wacko, waiting for the chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He busted in, blessed be the Lord. Who believe any mess they read up on the message board? If so, I got bridges for the Lolo. Same bitch of gold dry, snitch it to the popo. Here, orange peel Stokes for the whole tier. Feel like I've been gone over a year, came home to old gear. It was the shit when I first scooped it. At least I get to sit out in New York and curse, stupid. Plead the fifth, sip wine stiffly. Patiently come up and be spiffy in a jiffy. Gift for the grind, criminal mind shifty. Swift with the nine through a 5950. Well educated, he heard it when he meditated in deep data. Let her hate the creep plater. Dedicated cheap skater who keeps data. Say he stays self-medicated to sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill. Whoever go next on the mic, he put a booger ill. And made his exit on some calm shit. Begged him on the regular for kegs of more vomit spit. Boom.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ari.
You look like you have one more thought. Who, me? I did. I was just going to tell you that I know what you were thinking about Mike Flynn today. It was the old MF Doom line. Snitches telling all their business, sitting in court and being their own star witness.
You're making me look really bad with my rap lyrics.
First of all, Lupica for the win, FTW, as the kids say. And also, I wasn't sure, but I had this feeling through the satellite you had one more thing, and you did. And we appreciate you for that, sir and Shelby. Thank you both. Up ahead.
Yo. Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic.
Villain. What up, nigga?
Ain't nothing. What's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
She telling me.
Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like A and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long throw like elastic. Got my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tore a bus through Manhattan, plotting, playing the crickets. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up and off the board, hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools didn't care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clapped, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious rap snitch conditions.
Know what I'm saying?
It's terrible.
Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own selves.
It's a horror.
Fuck around, gonna get anybody bag, man.
Atrocities.
Fuck around, get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
Yo, that rap snitches shit on the Doom album, yo, that's easily one of the greatest shits ever. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Take it to court. They be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Oh, that shit was hilarious. I was like,
oh my God.
This song needs to be out
now.
Needs to be a hit. It's like, oh my God. How you gonna sell crack and talk about it?
Right.
That's the point of selling crack. It's supposed to be a secret. Every week is mystery meat. Seaweed stewed food. We need food. He rocks a mask just to cover the raw flesh. A rather ugly brother with flows that's gorgeous. Drop dead joints, hit the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a third tit. Her bra smells. His car's red, all hell, banned from all bars and kicked out the Carvel. Keep a cooker where the jaw fell and keep a cheap hooker who's off the hook like Mar Bell. Top leading lady lover, metal corded rod gear. Stop feeding babies colored sugar corded lard squares. The odd pair of squares and God fears, even when it's rotten, you gotta do the hard years. Or wrote this joint about around New Year's off a couple of shots and a few beers. But who cares? Enough about me, it's about the beats. Not about the streets and whose food you about to eat. Arama animals just to kill him cynical, whether it is animal, vegetable, or mineral. It's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to move the crowd like an old Negro spiritual. I bet $1 million on Doom against Lil Wayne.
Oh, what up?
To all rappers, shut up, and while you shutting up, put a shirt on, at least a button up. Yuck. As they rappers are stripping males out of work, jerks, since they shut down, chipping down. As they rappers are stripping males out of work, jerks, since they shut down, chipping nails. They he said, out of work, jerks, since they shut down, Chippendales. They chipping nails. Doom, tipping scales, let alone the orders that is counted off, shipping scale, let alone the orders that is counted off, shipping sales. This goes out to all my people, skipping bail, whipping tails, sipping ale, sitting jail, like the doobie till they glow like a ruby. After that, they couldn't find the villain like Scooby. Chump trying to ask why Oz be better. Could be the Iron Mask or the Cosby sweater. Yes, you, who's glued over the dude on the CD nude. That shit is incredible.
That's why him and Ghost together?
But Doom is...
Every week is mystery meat.
This motherfucker said, friends, as you call them, they call them when you need something. Cheese for the frontin', trees for the bluntin', cheese for the frontin'. I learned how to get a peace of mind and get left the hell alone, turn a deaf ear to the cellular phone. Leave me a message, or better yet, you can see me in real life, just as you can feel me like a steel knife. Then you see the whites of their eyes, bright with surprise as they start spitting lies. Friends is associate, boys your girls, bitches, niggas, homies. Close, but really don't know me. Mom, dad, comrades, sisters, duns and dunnies. Others can only come around when they need some money. Some make you laugh like the Sunday funnies. Fan be around whether you pay the bummy. You could take this advice. You could ignore this advice and take it from me. Be too nice to people, take it from a dummy. So nowadays he ain't so friendly. Actually, he wouldn't even made a worthy enemy. Read the signs, no feeding the baboons. Seems got to got your back bleeding from the stab wounds. What? Read the signs, no feeding the baboons. Seems how they get your back bleeding from the stab wounds. He says, so nowadays he ain't so friendly. Actually, he wouldn't even made a worthy enemy.
That might be a challenge for you.
Who? To write with Doom? Actually, it would be fun because he rhymes as weird as I feel. I don't know if that makes any sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I swear to God, when I saw that Mad Villain record, I bought it on vinyl. I didn't even have a record player. I bought it on vinyl just to stare at the album. And I stared at it and I just kept going, I understand you. But it's like, I understand. Cause you know, I was a teenager growing up listening to fucking Love Supreme and Miles and Bitches Brew and you know what I'm saying? And Mingus and Black Saint and the Center Lady, but I was also rhyming. And it was never... the closest that anything came to abstract in that way, or just that kind of wild energy, or just that kind of like, that raw shit was De La. But De La is like, they're very neat.
Right.
Them motherfuckers is technicians. They not, they're raw, but them motherfuckers are like, one bar, two bar, three bar, five, stop. Pops is gonna rhyme. Something strange is gonna happen. They're very, very. some Steely Dan shit. That shit is really well thought out. Yo, when that motherfucker said, chipping off the beat, kind of dripping off the meat, grinding heat, nine stripping, pimping, so sweet, minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with this. China was a neat sign of trouble with this. Trouble with the script, digits, double dip, bubble lip, subtle lisp, midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tisto, hoarder grind, porter wine, hoarder grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad he made a brethren. Then the slash down, seven alligators, seven at the gates of heaven, knocking no answer. The most hated God who perpetrated all favors, demonstrated in the perforated
rod labors. With raw
flavors.
Lord save us.
Still back in the game like Jacqueline Lane. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. Oh, cookies. Oh, and that shit, cookies is crazy. Supposed to be checking emails. Oh, I'm getting messages from ass-naked females. They on the internet with their curls out, and they got a better sales pitch than the Girl Scouts.
Supposed to be checking emails. All I got is messages from ass-naked females. It's horrible. One little evening alone home. End up with carpal tunnel syndrome. And here I am, known for giving heavy backaches. Grown and living off a little Debbie snack cakes. Supposed to be checking emails. All I got is messages from ass-naked females. I don't know a Jenny. She said it's free and I won't owe her a penny. And that's the last time I saw her. But thousands of more horrors on online Gomorrah. Inside them, they got them with their curls out. And they got a better sales pitch than the Girl Scouts. I wonder what I owe her for a whole box of caramel coconut Samoa. Okay, honey, sweet dreams. Now it's time to get serious like Pete Greens. A metal handful, wipe it on the quilt. Wife wake up and I'm killed over spilt milk. Locked in, looking at your picture. Fully clothed, winter, and I'm right there with you. Thinking about the last time I split your wishbone. A man could only wish you do the same till he get home. Fat chance, at least he gets snacks. That'll have to do till a brother get back. Until then, smack one-eyed Jack. And hope one of his peoples could hook him with a tri-pack. That's three different flavors. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry wafers. Acting all hard, about to get beat up. I'll show him what time it is once I get this sheet up. As soon as he fell off the beat down, all I hear is 13 cell, get the sheet down. Damn, CO, what the hell do she know besides the fact she wanna get dug out on the D-Lo? A workaholic with a fountain and an ink pen. Out in the mountains and I stopped drinking again. In the wee hours, he's gotten farther, needing three showers, being hot and bothered. The whiz with her leg bent, pregnant. God bless the day she wondered where her egg went. I need an L, it's hard to drink without it. And could use some cookies, but try not to think about it. Watch a bet on jazz for knowledge on file. Every other commercial, college hoes going wild. Soft batch, I prefer the other bunch. Like we got for lunch, chocolate fudge, butter crunch. He don't mess with the Ritz bits, wheat thins, saltines, or Triscuits. Matzos or Cheez-Its, catch sugar fits every time that he sees. Chips Ahoy, double chocolate chunk, something with the bubble and the junk in the trunk. Even the Oreos, no matter what weather, always kept them dipped in milk and stuck together. In the game, he's shameless. Even uses a code name, Famous Amos. It's cheaper than a short stay at the Days Inn and good like 25-cent oatmeal raisin. Give a hand to who invented the camera. Skip past the gram, animal, and grandmas. Shh, make sure she don't wake from a dream chill or get caught with a handful of cream fill.
Ooh, honey, what are you doing?
That might seem ill.
Go wash your hands.
No. Cookies.
Get out of here.
I'd sure hate to see that ugly mug of yours in my history book.
You've disturbed me for the last time.
Hey, you know something, gang? That Doom ain't really all bad.
What do you mean, Dan?
Well, on account of him, I had me a real good time. You know, I mean, between you and me, I kind of like being black.
Well, maybe if we're lucky, he'll attack us once more and send you back, Benjamin.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
No, if anyone can do it, nevertheless, let's get out of here while we can.
Food! We need food!
I'm in St. Louis, a beautiful view. Beautiful view. Misty a little bit, like rainy a little bit. Still absolute beautiful weather, beautiful people. Do you think I ain't get this change? As usual. Feed these babies and feed the animals. What? What up, y'all? I don't know if y'all motherfuckers know Real Steez, yo. A lot of good shit coming up this year, and every year.
know what I mean? Limiting off y'all motherfucking scope for a while. The cut, you know what I'm saying? I had healing up, resting up and shit. Getting ready to come through, fuck y'all up, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. Let y'all live, you know what I'm saying? When y'all wake up, bitch niggas. You can edit that part, but I'm saying all my real niggas too. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Look out here and waste your boy. You know what I'm saying? I wish you Maybach. Beautiful weather. Never know what I'm feeling my soul with the same shirt and the same shit up.
UFO phenomenon is UFO stuff that you're getting into now is to lead you away from your own mission of the so-called UFO thing is dealing with you rising up on this planet. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, you know what he's talking about. Good brother Bobby Hemmett. Much love. Hope you get a good recovery, bro. We out here room for you. Thanks for all your information that you brought to the planet. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can pick up where you left off in a scholarly manner. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Take your break and parlay and shit. Get well soon.
I found Victor Von the next morning, nearly frozen to death.
Party people know the name, Vic with a K, if it's all the same. If it ain't, don't bother. Told the little monster, no, I ain't your father. It's Uncle Victor. Shut the lights, I'm getting dizzy. And close the door, can't you see your mama busy? What a scoundrel. Gassed up a town fool to go rob the crown jewel. He's like a Lego megalomaniac who's into electronic and techno, a real brainiac. Smack dab in the hip-hop gold rush. V rather the old stuff, preferably the cold crush. It gets deeper than Deepak Chopra, except he keep a stack and some cheap-ass vodka. Kneecap popper, only when he missed the two-way center. At least he always hits who he mentor. Remember, he got a short fuse and bad temper, and a plan to claim emperor by December. Member of the most player-hated race who made this invaded place and stated with a straight face. If I cut her off, I might miss her, but one of these days, right in the kisser. She probably get mad at me, I betcha. It gets her nowhere like flattery. She said, where were you last Saturday? And don't lie, we got your fingerprints off the battery. Don't make me have to blame you or see you in the street and double team you with the emu. He told her, when the gem paper tear off, it probably tear her air off before y'all even square off. No good, good for nothing. Kill a high for no frill like Goodwill Hunting. He feels out of place like Bizarro. Feisty chick, comes all out her face like Charo. It's Vaughn, he's back on. And you know he don't care like Jimmy Crack Corn. Wax off, wax on. Tried to raise taxes on cracks and black porn. Another year passes. Gone are the days when he used to wear glasses. Now he wear contacts. Unfrozen caveman, look over the contracts. These crews is too soft. He came to tear the roof off to get paid to goof off. They don't really want to battle. All they gonna do is get mad and go tattle. Tell him a retard said it. He ripped up the weed card sign and jetted. You gotta give his three card credit, even though at times he could be hard headed. Yeah, the main theme, cream by all means and harebrained schemes. The Lord's performance was flawless. He rocked with a crown and a Bobby Brown cordless. The broad he was with was
gorgeous. The only flaw he saw was she caused a nigga more stress. Not trying to diss her, but I used to know this sister that could put a whole fist in her. Hell, I made it, mama. Grammy for the world's most celebrated Rama. Dead the drama, Skama. 4G's a pizzy from Bahama. V, the lead brown man. And never count your chickens before you read SoundScan. What about mom and pops? They might as well cooperate and wait till the bomb drop. Get more cabbage. Oftentimes he wonder how they get so savage. V, not your average. Oftentimes he wonder how they got so savage.
For me, I'm equally interested in all your projects, but I know for a fact that if I was to put up on the internet right now, what question should I ask Madlib? I've got Madlib in the studio. What question should I ask him? Everyone, you know, would say, when's the mad villain coming?
Right now, it's up to Doom. You know, he's not obligated to do it, but he just does it when he feels it. I know how he feels. You have to do it when you're feeling. You just can't do anything at any time when somebody tells you to do it. You have to do it on your own terms. And so we recorded about 10, 12 songs, but usually we record about 20 and then pick the best one. So we got to wait till we get to that mark.
And am I right in thinking that you shared a studio complex with Doom at one point?
Yeah, I'm still at that building. Kanye West came through. We was all drinking Hennessy bottles, a bottle each. We're all playing each other beats.
The rest is empty with no brain.